Greetings, I'm Pastor Joe Selinsky from Lifeway Church in North Bangor, New York, your Mars Hill pastor for the day. And I'm challenging you to read Genesis chapter 20, now or soon, and read all the way through the Ten Commandments of God. And I believe we can look at the Ten Commandments in this Bible passage as God's desire to point us in the right direction and keep us from wasting our lives to lost or useless efforts. The Ten Commandments are a reflection of God's love for us. And instead of focusing on the what the commandments say, let's focus on why God gave them. So listen, after delivering the Ten Commandments that God mandated for his originally chosen people, Moses tells the frightened Israelites in Exodus chapter 20 at verse 20, "Do not be afraid. God has come to test you so that the fear of God will be with you to keep you from sinning." But here's something else. You know, buried in today's scripture verses regarding the Ten Commandments, there's something much more than a list of commands. There's a love note from God buried in these verses. The Hebrew word here for sinning at verse 20 means to miss the path or target or to lose our way. Think about what that means. God established the commandments to keep us from missing God's path or losing ourselves. So often, many look at the commands of God as a way of God exerting control over our lives, but they're wrong. So open your mind to consider this. What if God's commands are an act of love to protect us? They are. So listen. Author Larry Libby tells a story about his father-in-law, Bob, and an experience he had on a hunting trip. And there's many large ranches in Northern California where Bob wanted to hunt, and he asked permission from a few landowners to be allowed to hunt on the wild outskirts of their property. One rancher agreed to let Bob hunt on his land, but he insisted that he ride with Bob so that he could show him around. And Bob was surprised by the request because as an expert hunter, he was accustomed to finding his own way around unfamiliar terrain. But he agreed, and they were driving through a wide open field when the rancher told Bob to slow his truck. A moment later, he yelled to stop, and Bob didn't see anything that would warrant them stopping. But the rancher told Bob to get out of the truck and walk a few feet ahead of them. What Bob saw there stopped him in his tracks. A few feet ahead of the truck was a deep, cavernous, 80-foot deep split in the earth. If he had continued driving, he would have been badly injured or killed. And the rancher riding with Bob, that wasn't an effort to control him. He was trying to protect him. If the landowner hadn't been there, that would have been Bob's last hunting trip. In the same manner, God's law was not intended to control us. It was intended to guide us into the right relationship with God and with others for great and eternal benefit. God's rules and guidance are not a burden, but an act of love, given to point us back to personal relationship with God and put us back on point, back on path, and find our true and most beneficial identity, our purpose, and fulfilling best life pathway possible. God in perfection knows all that is best for us. His law, directives given us are given in love to help us, to give us the best that we can have in this fallen world. The law of Jesus' forgiveness, it's a fail-safe, lovingly given plan for life now and eternally. Well worth further investigation and application. I'm Joe Selinsky from Lifeway Church in North Bangor, New York. It's been my privilege to be your pastor for the day.